Should you have gas appliances in your home? And what the heck is an induction cooktop? Welcome to the Orlando Real Estate Lifestyle, where we explore the intersection of Orlando real estate and your best life. I'm Phil Cruz, here to help you make the most out of your journey in the city beautiful. I have buyer clients all the time that say to me, Phil, I simply have to have a chef's kitchen. I have to have, that's right, a gas cooktop. So many of my buyers out there, and probably you out there, might think, oh, the best kitchens in the world have gas cooktops. That might be true. That might not be true. I can tell you that I built a custom home, and many of you out there may have gone through that process or have aspirations to do it yourself. You are going to have the option to select from a traditional electric stove and cooktop or a range, a gas cooktop, or maybe an induction cooktop, which I'll get into later. I chose induction, but I still have gas in my house. And there's reasons for both. So I have the experience and I went through that process. And I'd be happy to share all of this information with you on this exciting episode about gas appliances and then some. But first, part of the reason I provide this free content is in the hopes that you listening out there will think of me when it's your time to make a real estate decision. I am obviously here to help you, not only on my podcast, but also with your real estate goals, whether you're a buyer or a seller. Real estate does not have to be complicated or stressful. Work with the right pro, work with me, and hop on your podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, what have you. Leave me a 5-star review. It really helps me out. Copy the link, send it to a friend or post it on your social media and subscribe so that you get a little ding or notification every Monday morning when podcasts like this drop, including interviews with local chefs, celebrities, and business owners. More on that to come. Okay. We all understand gas appliances to a certain extent. You can cook on it, right? There's other gas appliances that we'll get into. But you may not understand whether you're going to have propane gas or natural gas. I certainly did not when I did my custom home. So let's quickly unpack the differences there. Propane gas is gas that is going to be compressed down. Now, they're both fossil fuels, but propane is compressed down into a liquid form and then generally delivered in tanks to your house or pumped off a tanker truck into a tank that you have at your house. If you've ever done any gas grilling, and I bet you have, you've seen those white containers that you can take to Publix or CVS or Home Depot, and you can exchange them so that you can hook them up to your gas grill. Those are propane tanks. Those are called LP tanks or liquid propane. If you've seen those big external tanks on the side of somebody's house, that is also liquid propane, and a truck comes and fills those up every now and then. Well, what if you live in Old Winter Park? What if you live in Lake Mary? What if you live in one of these planned communities where there's gas appliances in all the homes? Well, guess what? They have what's known as a natural gas loop or pipeline infrastructure. That gas is in its gaseous form. It's not liquid, and it's flowing through the pipes underground like you would expect water to be flowing through a water main. And then the house is tapped directly into that, and they have gas in their home. And just like you have a water meter keeping track of how much water is coming into your home, you have a gas meter keeping track of how much gas you're using. Some companies like Tico People's Gas, for example, would be the utility that would send you a bill every month for how much gas you use. A little bit more flexibility there because you don't have to have the on-site infrastructure like an external tank to have gas. Now, back to the external tank. You can have one on the side of your house. It could be really big. It could be medium. You could even bury it. That way it's outside of your field of vision, out of sight, out of mind. Some people might consider it ugly. Well, guess what? If you bury the tank, there might be corrosion issues over time. So it's recommended that you have the external tank outside. Well, then what? Do you have to call the utility company, the gas company, every time you want them to fill up your gas? No. Luckily, nowadays, there's a monitor that attaches right to the tank with some sort of, I don't know if it's Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, probably some sort of radio signal. I'm not sure. But either way, it keeps in contact with the gas company that you have hired. It's not hired by the city. This is a third-party service you can hire, just like you can hire your lawn or pool guy. You could hire your gas company. They get a notification that your tank is below a certain predefined percentage. Maybe you're below 50% or 40% of the gas. They're going to come out there with a truck They're going to fill it up and they're going to send you a bill for just the amount that you've used. One quick tip on that, whether you have natural gas or propane, if you do choose to utilize that and you purchase the appliances in that capacity, you better know which gas you have because the appliances actually change. In most cases, it's just the little nozzle or orifice inside the gas appliance where the fire actually comes out, the fire that you can see on your cooktop or your gas grill. That little orifice has to be specifically designed for either natural gas or propane gas. I made this mistake, and let me tell you, building custom homes can be a joy. First world problems, but they're still stressful. I bought a gas grill, and I bought it set up for natural gas. I ended up with an external propane tank, so I had to order special orifices and have my contractor come out and change out all the little holes so that the propane gas could flow and work properly. It was a pain in the butt. We had to do the same thing with the hot water heaters. It really honestly wasn't that big of a deal. It was just that an extra step and something, frankly, that I had to learn. Sometimes you learn by doing, right? Okay. Pros. Why are gas appliances good? Why do people like them so much? Well, I'm a big jacuzzi guy. I'm one of the few folks in Florida that actually uses their jacuzzi year round. For me, that's the number one attribute, the fast heating associated with gas. If you've ever owned or gone to a friend's house and they have or you have an electric traditional spa or jacuzzi and it's, I don't know, cold outside, maybe it's 67 degrees in the water, you are waiting probably 1 hour for every 10 minutes of temperature rise. So if you're at 60 degrees, just to get to 100, you're waiting 4 hours with an electric heater, if not longer. And that depends on how efficient they are. It takes a long time. So generally, people with electric spas have to keep them on all the time at a high temperature so they can use them when they want. Or you could have a jacuzzi associated with a pool that maybe you installed, have a gas furnace that heats the jacuzzi or the spa, and you can get that thing up to temp in 10, 15, 20 minutes. Of course, it all depends on how cold the water is. If the water is very cold, which is never an issue here in Florida, let's say as low as 60 degrees, it might take 45 minutes. For me, that is worth every penny. The pros of a gas cooktop. Number one, they look great. Everyone walks into your home, they're going to be impressed with the gas cooktop. It just looks cool. There's no denying that. Many chefs out there will back up the fact that gas just simply does a better job of evenly heating the cooking surface. You can have better control, especially on the high end of cooking. You can have a gas grill, obviously. So if you like to grill, like so many of us do here in Florida, and you probably do as well, you probably have a gas grill in your backyard. You're about to throw a party, you turn on the grill, and oh, crap. My brother, who was here last week grilling, left the gas on, and it drained all the gas out of my LP tank, that white liquid propane tank, and now I got to stop the party and go and run to Home Depot and change out the tank. It'll never happen to you if you have gas at your house and it's piped to your gas grill. You have gas infinitely, and there's valves that will shut the gas off after a certain period of time. Make sure you talk to your gas provider about that, but they come as standard. So even if one of your friends does leave the gas on, it will eventually automatically turn off. Of course, there's tankless hot water heaters. Tankless hot water heaters are an amazing thing, especially gas. They heat the water almost instantaneously. Depending on the size of your home, you're not going to ever have to wait for your hot water to heat up. You turn on the shower, within seconds, you're going to have hot water. It's there on demand, and it's not there, or it's not being used when you're not using it. Energy efficiency, you're saving money. A traditional electric hot water heater, in case you don't know how it works, it has a huge basin or tub inside where it's storing hot water all the time. It's always there. It's always hot. You go on vacation for 2 weeks, you don't turn off your hot water heater, it's keeping the water in that tub hot for 2 weeks while you're not there. That way, when you turn on your hot water, it's also there on demand. Granted, not as fast, but guess what? In high demand situations, when your family's in town, that tank empties, and it's not heating up the water quick. It's heating up the water slowly to keep it at temperature. That's when you run out of hot water and you have to wait for a long time. So I highly recommend tankless hot water heaters, and I highly recommend gas tankless hot water heaters. Also, if you have your home pipe for gas, you can have cool things like external outside fire features. They're so cool to have them peppered throughout your yard. if you can afford it. And oh, by the way, there's no more pilot lights. We've all seen the stories and seen the Disney movies where they have to do a pilot light. Oh, the pilot light went out. We got to light a match. Oh, no. Or, you know, some sort of fraud is being committed because someone's house exploded because they left their pilot light on. That doesn't happen anymore. It was unsafe. They took care of it. Your appliance will turn on when it's gas. No issues with a pilot light. And of course, a huge pro is the fact that if the power goes out, and depending on the type of appliance, depending on if it also requires electricity to run like a hot water heater would, you could still have access to gas. So for example, your outdoor gas grill, bang, you got gas. Hurricane, you're good to go. You're still cooking food for your family, even if the power's out for a few days. It's an amazing thing. Now, before I get to the cons of gas and induction, cooking and induction cooktops, take this time to jump on my podcast, leave me a 5-star review, share the link with your friends like I talked about, and don't forget about me on social media. I'm at _PhilCruz, that's Cruz with a K. I'm mainly on Instagram and Facebook, also on YouTube now. Find me out there, subscribe to my social media platforms. I post all kinds of interesting content. Some of it's related to this podcast, but it's all related to Orlando, Orlando real estate, and Orlando lifestyle, restaurants, all kinds of cool stuff. You're going to love it. And don't forget about my real estate services. I am a listing specialist and we'll get your home sold. I will get your home sold fast and at the best price. I'm so confident in that. As a matter of fact, I have an entire podcast episode about it. So make sure you scroll down into the earlier episodes and check out that episode. I have a lot of great tips for you if you're trying to or are considering selling your home. Okay. What is induction? Induction is a technology that is now being used for cooking. So when you look at, think about the old glass cooktops that were all in vogue and really still are for nice electric cooktops, the beautiful shiny glass. Well, traditionally that had a coil heating element hiding under the glass. So for all intents and purposes, it was a regular electric cooking surface. Induction is completely different. It's a completely different technology. It's so cool. It is vibrating magnets, literally. Imagine that. So you have a pan. Now here's the rub. It's got to be a steel pan. Okay. It's got to have iron in it, I should say, that sits on top of what looks like a normal cooktop. When you turn it on, you might hear a little buzz. That's actually magnets vibrating inside at an unbelievably fast pace. That vibration, all right, that magnetic vibration interacts with the iron atoms. Yes. Inside of your pan, believe it or not. They vibrate so fast due to the magnetism that it creates friction and that creates heat in the pan. Isn't that nuts? It is so cool. I chose to do an induction cooktop in my house. You have much better control of the heat, especially at the low heating. With gas cooktops, the rub for me always has been if I'm trying to do some eggs in a pan, man, those eggs get crisped up and burnt on the bottom really fast. For me, no matter how low I do the gas, with induction, you can have that thing so low that you think it's not even cooking. If there's no pan touching that cook surface and it's on, there's no heat. Remember, the heat is caused by the vibrating magnet interacting with the iron inside the pan. So if there's no pan, the vibration happens, but it's not interacting with any metal. Voila, it's safer. A kid can put their hand on the cooktop even when it's on and they will literally feel nothing. It'll be cold. Now, keep in mind, the pan gets hot and the pan can transfer heat back down onto the surface. So if you remove a hot pan off the top of that induction and a child or you puts your hand on top of it, it will be hot and you may get burned because the glass is hot, but that heat dissipates very quickly, reducing the likelihood that that'll happen versus a traditional cooktop or even a gas cooktop where the metal grates or the coil underneath the glass will remain hot for a very long period of time. Also, they have portable induction burners. This is very popular in super high-end kitchens where you don't even need a traditional cooktop. You can have a handful, 3, 4, max 5, or if you're a crazy cook, of these portable induction cooktops. Think hot plates, and you can move them around the kitchen for flexibility, but still have a high-end cooking experience. Check out induction, and you want to talk to somebody like me who's gone through the custom home building process, who builds homes, and has represented many buyers and sellers and understands how to direct you to a house or help you sell your house relative to the kitchen. I love cooking, by the way. I do all the cooking in my family. Okay, cons. All right, why are gas appliances potentially bad? The number one reason for me is carbon monoxide and indoor air pollution. Indoor air quality is a big thing. And nowadays, when you build a new home, all the smoke detectors also have to have carbon monoxide detectors. Carbon monoxide is a naturally occurring gas that especially happens when things burn. So if you're doing gas heating, especially gas cooking, which is right inside your home with an open flame, obviously it's giving off carbon monoxide to be an issue potentially. And there are a bunch of studies out there talking about potentially it could be hazardous to kids' health. So ask questions and do your research out there. Generally speaking, I think it's overblown, especially with carbon monoxide detection. In my opinion, gas cook surfaces aren't going to really provide that big of a pollution issue, but it's something you want to be made aware of. Also, there's another utility company now involved if you have gas. You're either dealing with a utility company that's filling up your external gas tank, or you're dealing with somebody like Tico People's Gas or some other gas provider with a meter. There's another line running through the yard in your house. If you have a piped, externally piped house, that can fail just like your water line can fail. The meter can go bad. The city could have an issue with their gas service. And you know, it's just an extra layer of administration that you have to deal with. I mentioned to you the poor cooking at the low heat. To me, that's a big thing. And that's one of the main reasons I switched to, I decided to go with induction. That and the cleaning. Anybody out there that's cooked with gas, either you have it at home or you've had it at a vacation house or a friend's house, you know that when food spills, inevitably, it's going to get down below that grate and then into the pan, we'll call it, around the little round burner for the gas. Can you clean that right away? No way. You'll burn the crap out of yourself. So you got to wait till you're not motivated, until that grate is perfectly cool. Then you got to take the huge cast iron heavy grate off and you got to clean it. And a lot of times that stuff can be stuck on. It can be hard to get. It could get on the burner itself. So the low heat issues of cooking and also the cleanability are some big cons for me for gas cooktops. Of course, regardless of if you go with propane gas or natural gas, it is a fossil fuel. Obviously, we're skewing towards a more greener society, something that definitely needs to happen. Who knows if some regulations will come out sometime in our lifetime that limit the use or negate the use of fossil fuels and gas. That could be an issue. Or maybe you're just someone who's very environmentally conscious. You choose to get all of your power from, we'll call it traditional electricity. Maybe you have solar panels. Generally, that is probably considered more green than using gas. Although there are efficiency trade-offs, gas can be more efficient. Therefore, maybe you're using less power when you're using gas versus using electricity. So there are other things to be considered. Pool heating. Okay, I mentioned using gas to heat your spa or your jacuzzi. It's great because it's fast. What it shouldn't be used for, and where electric can be more efficient, especially when we start talking about things like heat pumps, are the fact that gas is not efficient at holding a temperature for a long period of time compared to electric or something called a heat pump. So a heat pump is like your air conditioner in Florida. When it calls for heating, usually your air conditioner runs in reverse, and the compressor and the technology associated with your air conditioner can actually heat the air. Okay, so when you get a pool, if you have a pool installed, oftentimes they'll put a heat pump on the pool that will be there in case you ever did want some low demand but consistent heating, like maybe in a couple months during the winter when it's cold, you want to maintain your pool at like 75 or 80. That's where you want a heat pump. That's not where you want an electric furnace. So in that circumstance, maybe you have two heaters on your pool. Maybe you have the electric heat pump just for the pool, and you have the furnace just for your spa. And the last con I'll mention with gas is the higher upfront costs. They are more expensive. There are gas dryers that I didn't even touch on, and gas ovens. Really, anything that's designed for gas is going to be a little bit more expensive. So you have to do the math. Is it worth the potential savings over energy use and or the creature comforts of having better cooking, faster drying, faster heating, like it was for me? I am a gas fan. My house that I built is a hybrid with tankless gas water heaters. I have a gas heating furnace for my spa. I have the gas hooked up to my outdoor gas grill, but I have an induction cooktop. I have an electric dryer, an electric oven. Mine, gas, is an external tank put above ground. I can help you dig through all this stuff. Hit me up. And don't forget that my phone number, my cell, is right there in the description of the podcast. You go to this episode or any of my episodes, click on the text below. At the bottom, it's going to be my cell. It's going to have my IG handles @_PhilCruz. That's Cruz with a K. Hit me up. I'd be happy to help you understand any of this, anything about Orlando, and especially to work with you to achieve your real estate goals. And while you're on there getting my contact information, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share my podcast. Give me a 5-star review and scroll down and check out those cool episodes. I'm starting to interview chefs. I got the chef of Pig Floyd's coming on. I got the owner of Hawkers coming on. So stay tuned. There's a lot happening. And always know that your best life in Orlando is within reach. Keep embracing every moment. Thank you for listening. Cheers.